The commune of Sainte-Savine, on the outskirts of Troyes, is a place steeped in history. It is named after Sabina, a young Greek woman from the island of Samos. Legend has it that she came to Gaul in the late 3rd century AD to search for her brother, Sabinian, who was converting the residents of Troyes to Christianity. As she arrived on the outskirts of the city, she is said to have heard that her brother had been martyred. She died of grief on the spot and was buried where she fell. In the 7th century, Ragnagesilus, Bishop of Troyes, was particularly devoted to Sabina, ordered an oratory to be built on the spot where she had died, and was later buried there himself. The village of Sainte-Savine grew around the site where the present-day church stands. Later, the commune suffered immensely during the wars of religion. Crops were destroyed, homes were burned, and residents were robbed by looters. Sainte-Savine began expanding in earnest in the mid-19th century, buoyed by Troyes' flourishing knitwear industry and its position close to the railway line. Many of the buildings that sprung up at the time, including residences such as the Villa Rottier, factories and workshops, remain a key part of the commune's identity to this day. The authorities are actively engaged in preserving and promoting this built heritage. Aside from the vestiges of its industrial past, the commune has many other iconic sites. The Sainte-Savine Church, built in the 16th and 17th centuries, features a low nave with 8 spans, wide aisles with side chapels, and a small apse at the end. The entire building is consistent in appearance. The main entrance, which dates from 1611, is arranged in the conventional Corinthian style. It was built by the Baudreau brothers, master stonemasons. Inside, the stained glass windows are superb examples of early 16th and early 17th century glasswork. The church also contains a few examples of later 19th century additions, including pieces by Vincent Larcher and de Hugo, both Troyes stained glass artists. It is also home to the presumed tomb of Ragnagesilus, Bishop of Troyes, topped by a carved wooden box dating from the 16th century. The Sainte-Savine Church and its stained glass windows were listed as historic monuments in 1921. In addition to its 19th century heritage, the commune is home to a stunning example of Art Deco architecture in the shape of the façade of the former town hall. The imposing structure, with straight geometric lines and built with new materials such as reinforced concrete, is typical of the Art Deco movement. It was listed as a historic monument in 2007, and after being restored and renovated, is now home to the Art Deco Cultural Centre,